The British government has announced that it's offering chartered flights out of New Zealand to help British travellers get home. The first flight is going to leave on Friday, and the British High Commissioner to New Zealand and a good friend of the afternoon show, Laura Clark, joins us now. Hi, Laura.
Kia ora, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How much do you know about these flights? How many will there be, and where exactly will they go?
Yeah, so I know a lot about the flights, as you'd expect me to. Essentially, what we have been doing until now is been helping people get home via commercial routes. And so far, we've had more than 3,000 people get home on commercial routes that we've helped stand up, and more are due to leave this week. But because there just aren't enough commercial options and they're really drying up, we're now putting on these chartered flights. And there are going to be 5 flights starting on Friday, as you say, from Auckland. And there'll be 3 out of Auckland, 2 out of Christchurch. And in the first instance, we're prioritizing the most vulnerable British travelers. But then we hope that as time goes on, we'll be able to extend the offer more widely.
Do you have much understanding of how many people want to go versus how much room there'll be on those planes?
Yes, so we're constantly updating that because we have a lot of people registered with us, and we're in touch with them to try and find out what their plans are. Some people have got home already. Some have decided to stay here for longer if their visa allows it. And we are most focused at the moment at the 3,000 vulnerable British travellers that we have on our register. So we're prioritising them, and then we will see how we get to from there, because of course not everyone who's offered a flight will be able to take it up or will want to take it up, and so we're going to have to really see how we go as we go along.
I say this with kindness, Laura, but mightn't a vulnerable person be better off in New Zealand than in the UK right now?
Yeah, I mean, you might well think that, but I suppose the point is that people want to get home, even though, as you say, as you sort of imply, the situation in the UK is currently much more serious than here in New Zealand. We've got a far larger number of cases. I suppose it's not for us to second guess what individuals should be doing, and lots of people, regardless of the different situation, really just want to get home to friends and family, even though that means self-isolating. They will want to be back at home, and so that's what we're trying to support.
Last time I spoke with you, I think it was quite early on, and you were in the process of just really making contact with the British people in New Zealand. How did that go for you?
Yeah, so it's gone well. We had, I think, at the peak, we had about 13,000 register with us. That's gone down quite a lot now as people have got home. And we have been sending a daily email update to everyone who's registered with us to really let them know, first of all, about flight availability as it came up, let them know what we've been doing on transit hubs, but also a whole load of information on what financial support there is available, either to help fund a flight home or which of the UK financial support measures people overseas are eligible for. And we also, of course, communicate the New Zealand guidance and how we can all play our part in tackling COVID here in New Zealand. So it's gone okay, but of course, there are frustrations. It's a stressful time for lots of people, and lots of people have been struggling to get home. So we've been focused on supporting people to get home, but also supporting them while they're in country as well. And that's really become the overwhelming focus of my team's efforts, whereas normally, as you know, it's all about a much, much wider range of cooperation between the UK and New Zealand.
Why has it taken so long to get these chartered flights organised?
Our government's policy has been to keep chartered flights for countries where there have been no commercial routes out whatsoever. So focused on countries like South Africa, India, where there are really no ways to get out and where actually the situation is much more, the healthcare provision is not nearly as good, the situation is much more dangerous. And so that focus has been to use taxpayers' money for countries where there are no commercial routes out. And there have been commercial routes out from New Zealand, and we've helped stand quite a lot of those up. But the fact is now it's really dried up. There are very, very few flights left. I think that capacity now, flight capacity, is about 5% of what it was this time last year. Wow. And so these charters are a recognition that actually, the travel industry is in total crisis. The world is in crisis. And so the charters are now focused on helping people get home because the commercial provision is not enough.
Are you charging people for these flights, by the way?
We are. They're subsidised, but we charge £800 per ticket. And the way we are prioritising at this stage is for people who are over 70, people who have got underlying health conditions, pregnant women, and also children under 12. So those travellers and, of course, their co-travellers' families will all be in the first priority for these chartered flights. And what will happen is, all these people should be registered with us already. We have all these details already. My team are, in the course of today, we've got huge numbers of people which we've drafted in from around the Pacific network. We've got people on the phones calling people up, supporting them in booking onto the flight and explaining what's going on.
And for the people who don't make the cut for these first five flights, any chance there'll be more?
So I can't give any guarantees at this stage, but we will absolutely be keeping in touch. And as and when more seats open up or there's more availability, then we will reach out to them. And that's obviously what I will really want to do. I just don't want to overpromise at this stage.
Yeah. Hey, I should have asked this earlier. How are your family in the UK?
They're okay, thank you. Yeah, so my mum is in self-isolating on her own in rural Essex and doing pretty well, I think, but it's tough. So I stay in regular touch with her, and my sister and her partner are in their flat in London. And London is, you know, we're constantly reflecting how lucky we are to be here in Wellington, you know, under lockdown, because there's so much green space and we can walk out. Mm. But of course, London is so much more densely populated. That it is quite challenging being there. And I've got friends, lots of friends who are doctors who are working on the front line. So it's a challenging time for all of us. But the picture in the UK is worrying at the moment. Yeah.
As well as British High Commissioner to New Zealand, you are also the governor of the Pitcairn Islands. That's a little part that comes with the job. Any COVID-related business on the Pitcairns?
So we're really fortunate, and again, you know, sometimes, and New Zealand has this to a lesser extent, sometimes your geographic location and remoteness can be an asset. Pitcairn is, of course, extremely remote and isolated, and we have turned that to our advantage and essentially ensured so far that COVID has not got to Pitcairn. So quite early on, we stopped any cruise ships from stopping and making visits. We stopped yachts from stopping, that sort of thing. And the island council and the administrator there have been looking very carefully both at minimizing the risk of it arriving, but also preparing in the event that COVID does arrive, because it's one of those situations where it would be, you know, it's low probability, but it would be really, really high impact in terms of the population there. So we're very focused on that. And also it adds to the isolation for the island, because they are used now to getting visits and getting income from those visits as well. Mm. So it's quite a challenge in its own way.
Lovely to talk to you. Good luck with these flights and with the mountain of work that you are doing and continue and will be doing to get them off away on time and safely. Laura Clark, British High Commissioner to New Zealand.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate your time.
Cheers, Stephanie. Bye.